Airlines Discovery stands by its compulsory vaccine policy, and a man shot dead in New Zealand supermarket stabbing incident.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. The country's largest health insurer, Discovery, has defended its decision to introduce a mandatory vaccination policy with immediate effect from January. The Labor Department says employers can demand that workers are vaccinated against COVID-19, but the decision must be made by the company's safety committee. Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Health, Dr. Ron Whelan.
Our intention is to make sure that our offices and workspace are entirely safe and in accordance with the Occupational Health and Safety Act. So that's really the premise of what we're aiming to achieve here. We've obviously done legal and constitutional due diligence leading up to this. This has not been a decision that we've taken as a knee-jerk reaction.
Meanwhile, Labour lawyer Osborne Moladudi explains the rights of both employers and employees.
Rather, it should be for operational requirements, because the employer would have done everything within its power to try and accommodate those employees who may refuse to be vaccinated. And in the absence of reasonable alternative accommodation, that they cannot work from home, they cannot work in isolated places, they're still going to be exposed to members of the public.
Activist Mark Haywood has warned that current instability in the health department will negatively affect the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The department's minister, Dr. Joe Patla, took over from Dr. William Kizer, who resigned last month amid allegations that he may have improperly benefited from the Digital Vibes contract. Haywood says the department appears to be in shambles.
We're at a critical point in the vaccine rollout program. We're also at a point where there's a new minister and there's a lot of catch-up that has to be done with other critical, important health programs. We've also, of course, got NHI winding its way through Parliament. And we have a National Health Department which is really imploding.
And me.